Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We back, you know what I'm saying? Got the partner Dominic Wilson, D. Will the Great with me for another dope episode on the Smith Express Sports Show. You know what I'm saying?
What's up,
Dominic,
man?
What's cracking?
Happy to be here. Happy to be here on the greatest show in the world.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So, hey, man, there's been a lot of going on in the sports, you know what I'm saying? What just happened, you know what I'm saying, with the Bulls and Lakers. Let's start with that. How you feel about that, man?
Shoot, I'm excited. You know, I'm a Bulls fan. I've been a Bulls fan my whole life, so I'm excited. Bulls been winning. Bulls been taking people down, and I'm excited. Kobe White been doing his thing. Look, they ain't even been playing Zach LaVine. I don't even know what they going to do. Nobody know what they going to do with him. They was talking about trading him for a while, but then the Bulls went on a little run. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they just won 6 or 7 straight, so that's great. I think the Bulls, I don't think they're going to, like, win, like, nothing on 8-12-17. They're probably like 9 in the East, but I mean they definitely doing their thing right now, and I'm proud of them. But I don't think they're gonna go far. But they can, I mean, it's a good start. Winning five straight is a good start. It's better than losing five straight. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so like let's get into today's game. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Motherfuckers definitely went crazy. The Cavs beat the Jazz 124-116. How you feel about that game? The Jazz, who do the Jazz got?
The Jazz?
Yeah.
That's
like,
good players. Utah Jazz, that's a real good player, too. Jazz.
Who do they got that that's a bona fide superstar? Because they've had some great players throughout their history.
Yeah, Utah Jazz, the first person that comes to mind is
Karl Malone.
The man that we had. You know, we used to have Lauri Markkanen, which was a first-round draft pick. You remember, he was a 7-footer. He came to Chicago.
Yeah.
And they didn't know if they was going to keep him or not, and they got rid of him, and they got rid of Wapner, and got Vucevic, and they got DeMar DeRozan, and that's and for a little help for Zach LaVine. And Lauri Markkanen became a star out there. Lauri Markkanen became an all-star, too.
And that's crazy, but I, like you said before, like if you're not in the right system or with the right team, you know what I'm saying?
He fits well with them. They run the, they almost run the offense. Like he can do it all. He's like a stretch center. So he can play like a shooting guard. He can play the center, but he's a small center. So they normally put him in a position to where he's like he can shoot. Because if the average center guards him at the top of the key, he could drive. So that's where he put him up there for.
Oh, facts.
So if a smaller guard comes to him, he can shoot over them. And if the 7-footer comes to him, he's more athletic than most guards, and he can blow past them and score, which is why they put him in that situation.
No doubt. Like, what's it called? The Utah Jazz is lit. They had definitely had a good game. Markkanen had 26 points, 10 rebounds. Sexton had 20 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Shot 3 from 6 from the field. You know what I'm saying? Horton had 19 points. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I don't think that they have that umph power to push them over the hurdle. You feel me?
Nah, they don't. You right about that. Your eyes did not deceive you, because Sacramento have good players. They have possibly an all-star player, but they don't have what it takes to get. They might be able to one day make it to the playoffs with what they got within the next couple of years. But I don't see it. I only see them getting beat in the first round. I don't see them going further than that.
You talking about Utah Jazz or the Sacramento Kings?
Utah.
No, because you said, all right, I feel you.
Utah and Sacramento. Yeah. Especially Sacramento. I mean, oh my goodness. They here and there. They don't know what they want to do. They so tip-top.
But
the West is so tough. That if you're not consistent, if you don't play defense, And if you don't have consistent scores, you're not going nowhere. You gotta be able to guard the three. You got to be able to rebound. And you got to be able to slow down a team when they go on runs. Every team in the NBA is going to go on a run. But if you cannot stop the run, then another team is going on. And you ain't going nowhere. It don't matter how good you're playing. It don't matter what your name is on the back of the jersey. You're not going nowhere. You might get a good contract because of the numbers you're putting up. But you ain't never going to win, buddy.
Nah, hey, Cleveland and that Cleveland-Utah game, they had two people. Well, damn, their whole bench scored double digits, but they had two people, LeVert and Morrell, scored 27. Morrell was 8 for 14 from the field. LeVert was 4 from 7 from the field. Them niggas got shooters, dude. Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland got a squad.
Cleveland ain't no hoe.
Cleveland got Evan Mobley. Man, they got squad. They got freaking good point guard. They point guard can put up stupid amount of points.
And, oh yeah, Struss.
Karis LeVert. Oh my goodness. Karis LeVert is a good player, man. They really got like 2 or 3 7-footers or almost 7-footers. They got a point guard that can pass the ball. Donovan Mitchell. He keeps the rock silly.
Yeah. Hey,
like they got a squad.
Oh yeah, no doubt. So next game, the Pacers and Hornets. Pacers beat the Hornets 144-113.
The Pacers are so surprising for so many people because of Tyrese Halliburton has been putting up historic numbers. He's gonna be a All Star, probably first team All NBA, All Pro. He's gonna be good. He's going to be real good. And their future is looking bright for the Indiana Pacers. Sad to say, because I'm a Chicago fan.
Hey, look, let me ask you this, though. When it's all said and done, you think Halliburton going to be better than Reggie Miller? Or have a bigger impact for the Pacers?
No, I don't.
You think so? Like, I think Halliburton's on the right path.
He is, but I don't think Indiana's gonna go nowhere. As long as Giannis is out there, as long as Embiid is out there, as long as Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is still on the Celtics, man, ain't nobody going nowhere but them. Them three teams right there, ain't nobody doing nothing. I don't care what you say you are. I don't care how good you think you are. You are not better than Milwaukee. You are not better than the Celtics. And you are definitely not better than the 76ers. They are the three best teams in the East and will continue to be the three best teams as long as their best players are healthy. They will beat the stuffing out of whoever wants to step up and play them. Now, they might lose a game or, you know, here or there or whatever, but when it comes to the playoffs, ain't nobody got nothing against them. Now, don't get me wrong. Every now and then, a team might get injured or whatever, but if they healthy, man, they smoking everybody boots.
So look, hey, with Charlotte, Charlotte had a decent game. What's it called? A LaMelo Ball injured? I ain't even know that.
Yeah, he's been injured for a little while. And I'm sorry to cut you off, but back to the Utah Jazz. Lowry Markkanen had 26-10 tonight.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, like he played a real good game. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. But because I like Lowry Markkanen, I don't exactly know what the Bulls should have done with him or not, but. You know, it's my team, so I just
have to. Oh, yeah, like, it just, that coach, the coach and the format that they was in, he wasn't going to succeed anyway.
Nah, he probably wasn't. But the Pacers, man, the only thing I can say about Halliburton and the Pacers is they don't play defense. They just don't play defense. It don't matter who they play. They might score. They score. They the team that scores the most points in the league, and any team that plays them put up the most points they scored all season. Because the Indiana Pacers can score in bunches, but they cannot guard. They remind me of the Rockets with James Harden. Like they were so heavy on James Harden, the ISO basketball, and putting up a bunch of points shooting. They was a team that shot the most threes in the league. They shot more threes than any other team in the league. And James Harden dribbled more than anybody in the whole league during those times. and they was winning like that though, but they couldn't win in the playoffs. Like, yeah. You'll be able to beat some teams in a regular season. You'll be able to do a little this and that. But truth be told, you're not going nowhere if you cannot stop the other team from scoring. If all you're doing is shooting threes, eventually those threes are going to fall. And some aren't. Oh, and yeah. Those long rebounds are fast breaks for other teams.
Oh, yeah.
So if you shoot seven for or if the team shoots 20 for 47, them 27 rebounds, long rebounds, if they don't get them, are potential fast breaks for the other team. So what would you rather have, 23s or 27 fast breaks?
True. I agree, G. But,
and back to the Bulls, they won seven straight. My Bulls, shout out to them. I love them.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. So, the next game, Miami Heat beat the Orlando Magic 115 to 106. Jimmy Butler out there killing, ain't he?
Jimmy Butler don't know if he wants to play or don't play. He wants to show up or don't show up. I don't know what's his problem.
Oh, damn.
So inconsistent. Don't get me wrong, I really like Jimmy Butler. He got heart. He got that dog in him.
Another player the Bulls had and let go.
Yeah. Another player to the Bulls had 100% right. Like, he was like one of the last in the draft pick that the Bulls had that year. And every year he got better and better.
Yeah.
I know Philly hate that they let him go basically for nothing. They didn't want to sign him, and they ended up signing Tobias Harris to a big contract instead of keeping Jimmy Butler, which was ridiculous. I thought that was the craziest thing ever. If they had Jimmy Butler on their team instead of Tobias Harris, bro, they would be a lot better than where they are right now.
Oh, yeah, Maxie a beast, too.
They probably would have won the championship. They probably would have won the championship by that.
Oh, yeah, Maxie a beast, too.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Because with Jimmy Butler on that team, I think Ben Simmons' mentality wouldn't have been what it was. Because you need leaders on your team. Joel Embiid is not a leader. You need a person that can positively lead you to where you need to go. Like, that's not cool to be able to say the things that you say about your teammate and see him every day. Like, you say one thing to the media, and then you look at him in the locker room. It's like, who can I trust in here, you know? Like, you trying to stab me in my back or whatnot? You know, I'm dealing with some real issues. And then you say what you say. It's like, dang, you hurt me. I don't want to be on your team. I don't even want to see you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's really not right.
Yeah, Tyler Hero had 18 points, shot 4 for 5 from the field, 10 from 17. You know what I'm
Tyler
saying?
Tyler Hero is a little more athletic than McDonald.
You think, like, I still think that they, with Jimmy Butler out, that they need Jimmy Butler. You feel me? Like, Tyler Hero can only do so much by himself. Orlando Magic, though, they're looking good, too, 16 and 10 for the year. That,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They just came up short
today, but they doing good. I don't get it wrong. You know who's a best player on their team? Came from Duke, Paolo Banchero.
Yeah,
that's my dog.
He only had 10 points though. Shot 2 for 12.
He just had a bad night. It happens. The other night Curry had 8 points. I mean, like, he went 3 for like 17 or something like that.
Yeah,
it don't matter. And then before that, he scored like 13 points or something. But then the next time he played, he had like 29 or 30 or so. I mean, you know, sometimes players have bad nights. But, I mean, great players play through, you know, they don't have too many bad nights.
Oh, yeah.
You can count on one hand normally and during the whole season on how many games a good player has, bad games a good player has. Maybe 10 out of 82. You know what I'm saying? But they don't have terrible games.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they travel the games, they don't travel with them.
Cole Anthony had 20 points.
I like Cole Anthony. He's just another player that's inconsistent.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole will get you 44 points, maybe, and then he might get you 20, and then the next game he'll get you 6. The next game he'll get you 10.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But eventually he'll come to his own and probably get you. He'll probably average about 20 points in about a year or so. If he has the potential to put up decent points, I think it's a confidence person. But he's gonna be I got faith in a lot of NBA players.
Speaking of the Sixers beat the Timberwolves 127-113. Let me ask you this. Do you think Maxey is better than Halliburton? Yeah.
No, I don't. I think Halliburton is better. As far as offensively goes, yes. I think Tyrese Maxey has potential to be better because he can play. He plays. I think his defense is better. I think he might be a little more athletic than Halliburton. But Halliburton is a more consistent scorer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. What's it called him? Buddy had 51 points. He snapped. Joel Embiid.
And Tyrese, yeah, he did.
Maxey had 35 points.
That's why I said, yeah, Tyrese Maxey is a good player. But I think if Tyrese Halliburton could play defense, man, he would be a phenomenal player. Like, his defense ain't like, he's not the worst defensive player that I've ever seen. But he's far the best, you know what I mean? And when you think of, like, the numbers that he's putting up, he could be that tough. He got the potential to be great.
Yeah, but
great players play on both ends. Like, the players that you remember for the rest of your life don't just put up points. They play deep. Like LeBron James. LeBron is known for defense. And often, when you think of LeBron, you can think of some of the best blocks ever to be made in the league history. In the finals, when you're down 3-1 and come back and win because of the block and the three that Kyrie Irving made. Like, when you think of great players, when you think of Jordan, who was on the all-NBA defense and all-NBA offense, like, these are all-NBA players. They were the best because they had played Kobe. Like, these players, Kawhi, MVP, you know, of two different teams in the finals. And he was defensive player, all-pro. Like, Kawhi was a great, like, defensive player first and then the offense. Like, if you – and Tyrese Maxey plays better defense, I think – and Tyrese Halliburton, in my opinion. And I think that he might grow to his own. But right now, you can give Tyrese, not Tyrese, but right now, you can give a lot of problems to Tyrese Halliburton. But this is really, he's a little less inexperienced to me than Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, yeah, no
Tyrese
doubt.
Maxey had Joel, and he got Joel Embiid to help him, and he had James Harden to grow from. Like, Halliburton only has himself. Like, he's probably around other players and sees certain things, but he don't really have a leader in his gear or whatnot, so he has to be the leader. And I think so far he's been doing well.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Edwards had 27 points, 9 for 20 field goals.
He's going places. Edwards is going places. He is going.
He should have won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. I don't know. LaMelo was more flashy, though.
Yeah.
LaMelo was real flashy. That's what people like. People like the flash nowadays, though. Going over the back, under the leg, throwing off the backboard, dunk, shoot. You know, like, all of their little flash type stuff. People like that. And that's what LaMelo Ball has. He has flash. He's good. I like him.
Yeah, the New York Knicks beat the Brooklyn 121-102. New York Knicks in the last recent years been kind of decent. They've been on kind of their little run. That's dope, but they not, you know what I'm saying? It always be the, either they don't make the playoffs or they get so far in the playoffs and then they don't show up. Brooklyn had a team that I thought that was going to make something crazy when they had Durant, Harden, and Kyrie. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I think they fell apart when they had Steve Nash as the coach, and it's like, gee, that was his first time coaching. They weren't gonna listen to him.
It wasn't just that. The attitudes, like Kyrie Irving said, like, we don't need a coach. Like, we three great players. We don't need a coach. I don't care how good of a player you are. You need a coach. Yeah. And a better leader in the locker room and a better head coach. And that's a lot of problems that went wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. That team was like...
On paper, that team was phenomenal.
Yeah, they just couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
They just had a run of bad luck. I think if they would have ran it one more year, they could have done something. I don't know if they would have won a championship, but they would have went dang close.
Yeah, Julius Randle is dope. He put up 26 points, 9 for 20 from the field, 8 for 9 from the free throw. Cameron Johnson had 20 points, 8 for 14 field goal. He snapped. Brooklyn, now I think what's Brooklyn issue that they need star power.
You're right.
You're 100% right. They definitely need star power. I don't know what they're going to do with Ben Simmons at all.
Yeah. The Nuggets beat the Raptors 113-104. How you feel about the Nuggets? I think that they got what it takes to repeat.
Of course they do. They in cruise control to the playoffs, really. They going to win a lot of games. They going to do a lot. But truth be told, they could just win it every game.
I don't know.
The only people, like, there's a few teams in the West that I could see making it. I could see in the West, anyway. I could see. I could see Phoenix winning. I could see. Because Phoenix, really, man, with them three, like, I know they lost the first game they played all together. But that don't really show me nothing. They just trying to build chemistry. So you got three teams really like at the top of the West. You got Phoenix, Denver, and actually it's more that the Clippers might do something, the Lakers, but other than that, we ain't really had a lot.
Nikola Jokic had 31 points, 13 for 23 field goals, 2 for 3 free throws. Scotty Barnes ain't no hoe. He put up 30 points, 13 for 22 from the field. He definitely did his thing as well. Toronto's okay. You know what I'm saying? They definitely missed Kyrie. Not Kyrie, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I think so too.
The Bulls beat the Lakers 124-108. That's wild.
I know. I didn't mean they won 7 straight. I meant that they won 7 all the way last year.
Yeah, the Hawks beat the Rockets 134-127. The Clippers beat the Mavericks 120-111. The Celtics beat the Kings 144-119. Man, hey, and so how do you feel about the Celtics though? You think the Celtics will ever win a championship, or I think they be in their own way.
They do. You said it so good.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's stopping them.
Yeah. The last game that they played, they were shooting a lot. They missed 43 threes. Or they shot 43 threes. Yeah, I think they said they missed 43 threes. Like, first of all, you can't just live at the free throw line. Like, that was their problem. They played Golden State the other night and got. They blow off like a few points or whatever, like five or something like that. They should have. They was up by 17 points in that game. First of all, Boston Celtics is bigger than Golden State. They allowed Golden State to choose their pace instead of choosing the pace for yourself. You know what works because you play. You know what I'm saying? You've been playing and you got the lead, so you know what works. Shooting threes all the time is not what always works. Get in the paint. Show them that you can score in the paint. Show them that you within a bang. Put them in foul trouble if they want to. Or get the bucket. Play big ball basketball. You want to just shoot threes all day long. That's not how the job gets done. And I hope that coach tunes them out. In fact, if I'm the GM, I would have tuned out the coach. Why did you let them score 40? Why did you let them shoot that many threes instead of going in the paint? We should have won that game easily. I would have been mad.
Yeah. Hey, you know who's been surprising this year to me, though, even though they lost tonight, is the Rockets. The Rockets beat some pretty solid teams that I thought that they would never beat.
The Rockets always do that. The Rockets surprise you one night, and they show you who they are the next night.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't be fooled. It don't matter if they play the best team in the league and beat them by 20. Next game, they might lose by 40, and they might play the worst team in the NBA. The Rockets are going nowhere. No time soon.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think they're definitely impressive. Like, I didn't expect them to be where they are today. You feel me?
I did. I expect them to. They got really good talent now. They got a lot of first-round draft picks and good young stars, rising stars. I mean, they got the talent down there. I mean, it's not like they have a bunch of nobody. They got a bunch of young stars, like up-and-coming stars, on one team with no leadership. So, you know, every game they play is going to look different. They have no identity. And the teams that have the best identity are the ones that win. Like, a team that shows, like, is known for their defense, a team that is known for the three, like, those are the teams that you come in knowing how to play them. The Rockets, you go in there and play them, you're like, man, I don't know. We don't know what you're going to get. You might get 30 dunks. You might get, I don't know, 16 threes in the first quarter. Who knows what they might do? Like, they don't have no identity. You don't know who their star, real star is. Like, you know, one night it's this guy, one night it's that guy, one night, like, they don't have consistency. Like, that's why they ain't going on.
Yeah, I agree. But, like, they coach. Nah, it's cool that they coaching too, though. Like, who is the coach down there?
Dude, I don't even remember his name, to be honest with you. At this point in time right now, I had
Hey, you know who always somehow find their way to be runner up or in the playoffs that no one's expected throughout the year? Sometimes the Wizards.
Wizards got
Jordan Poole
and Kuzma.
Yeah, Kuzma ain't no hoe. Even though he was the last draft, he turned out better than Lonzo Ball.
I like Kuzma. I like Kuzma a lot.
Yeah. Hey, Memphis. Hey, Ja Morant came back and hit that game-winning shot. That was dope.
Yeah, but truth be told, the Pelicans should have beat them. They made that game a lot harder than what it should have been. They really did. I'm not surprised that Memphis won, but they shouldn't have won. They shouldn't have been that close. The Pelicans should have easily smoked their beat. But that's what you get for playing your feet. The Pelicans are a lot better talented. They got better shooters. They got bigger men, like stronger men. They got continuity. They shouldn't have lost that game. Like, they really shouldn't have lost that game at all. And they should be embarrassed at themselves for losing that game. Because they had it. They was up by 24 points and let them come back. Don't get me wrong, I understand that every NBA team goes on runs and you lose leads, but the team that you got playing, the team that they was playing, dog, come on, man. You don't even do that. You should have won that game easily. You made it harder than what it was, and then you end up losing the game. And that's what you get. Playing with your feet.
Yeah, hey, I bet the Lakers is sick that they let go of Brandon Ingram and them.
Yeah, of course they are, especially because Anthony Davis already said he wanted to go down to the Lakers. He said that. They didn't have to trade for him. He would have went there anyway the following year, and they would have had, they would have had a squad. They would have still had Brandon Ingram. They still would have had all their first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
They still would have had Lonzo Ball. They still would have had what's your boy, shooter, Josh Hart.
Yeah.
They would have had a few other shooters I can't really remember. They traded a lot for Anthony Davis. They traded first-round picks. They traded, like, four or five players.
And
they
cheerleaders.
They gave up everything. They even gave up Julius Randle.
Yep, playing around.
Look, you could have had Julius Randle and Brandon Ingram and Anthony Davis on the same team with young shooters and first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
Like, they could have had a squad. Anthony Davis just went down there, and they would have probably already had two championships, still would have been topping it in the West.
Yeah. And how you feel about Zion Williamson? Like, he's very inconsistent.
Oh, I like him a lot.
No, I'm saying like
he's good. He's a good player. He's inconsistent, but one thing I expect more from him. I do and I don't. He's young still, bro. Like, I still think he's coming to be his own player. He's learning from some of his past mistakes. All he really got to do is just be healthy. If he's healthy, he's gonna be that dog, bro. He's a dog. All he got is health is his issue, bro.
Yeah, hopefully he could last his rounds, because, like, you know what I'm saying? At one point in time, he was looking like the next Blake Griffin with the injuries.
He's better than
Blake Griffin. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Hands down. You know what I'm saying? Blake Griffin, his potential.
That's a guy you cannot stop. It's so hard to stop.
Yeah, no doubt. But hey, but look, no doubt. Look, hey, to clear it up though, you feel me? Dennis Rodman did. I know we talked about it before. Dennis Rodman definitely made the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? And I kept saying Blind Fury in the interview, and Buddy.
I know what you meant, though.
Yeah, Tyson Fury. You feel me?
I know exactly what you meant.
Yeah, facts. You feel me? I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers tune in and listen, and you know what I'm saying?
I was like, wow, here. Blind Fury. Not a rapper?
Yeah, hey, you remember Buddy? Buddy went hard.
I knew exactly what you said when you said it, though. I was like, Tyson? I'm like, yeah, but I know. You know, it's all good, bro. We all make mistakes from time to time. We human.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
If you can admit it, that's good. We on the path of growth.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
We like who we like. We are where we are. That's all good. That's good. I'm proud of you for being able to say that. You know, show the world the man that you are.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But, hey, we out of time, though. Dope episode. Salute for being on the show. There you have it, Smith. You know what I'm saying? The partner, Dominic Wilson, D. Will the Great. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for allowing me to be on the greatest show on earth. I appreciate you. And to all the fans, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays to whatever holiday you represent. And thank you for listening.
All right, let's get it.